High Munchers. This is your co-host Michael reminding you, as I always do, that this movie podcast contains movie spoilers. This week's movie was Venom. So if you've got a symbiote, latch onto it now. Here we go.
Hey, and welcome to Movie Monday Munchie Madness. I'm Nick Owen. I'm joined today by Michael Brown. Michael.
Hello.
You got a nice little symbiote in you.
It's a parasite.
Don't call me that.
Oof, good spooky. Joke.
You got it like a...
Spooky.
I didn't hear it or anything. Did you hear that?
I heard it, but did you hear it?
Yeah.
That was only in my head.
I said it.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, it was me.
You were my symbiote? Oh, good lord.
Call me,
What am I going to turn into?
Poison guy.
Poison guy? Do you eat brains?
Yeah.
People's heads? Just
bite heads off people. Michael, this week...
Nicholas.
We saw a movie... We saw A Star Is Born again.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. I wish we did. We saw Venom.
Which is kind of like an alien is born.
Yeah. A symbiote is born. Venom starring your favorite person, Tom Hardy.
Yeah. I'm a Tom Hardy apologist.
Are you?
I think I have been in the past on this podcast.
I think so. Who else? Michelle Williams. Riz Ahmed.
Sure. Yeah. Woody Harrelson.
Barely, yeah.
The only person in this movie I know is Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And Michelle Williams.
Yeah. And multiple other people, but so it's pretty much exactly what I thought. I predicted a 7, but I was like, well, 7's kind of like the higher range.
You predicted a 7? I just spit water all over the studio.
Yeah, can you not interrupt me? I was like in the middle of explaining this.
Yeah.
Because I had something very important to say.
Sorry.
As Jackson Maine would say, I got a voice. I need to... I don't know what he'd say, but right, something like that.
Express yourself in song.
Yeah, okay. No, but what I want to say is, like, 7 was, like, the higher end of things. Like, if everything went well in this movie, it was going to be a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how my prediction was. I was like... Maybe this is what I said. It was maybe I like it, but it won't be very good. Well, I didn't really even like it that much.
Oh,
well, I'm giving it like a 6.5. So it's not that I hated it.
You give me a 6.5. So yeah. 7 would have been if this movie went perfectly.
Yeah.
And you give me a 6.5, meaning it was just a shade off of perfect.
It's
6.5. It's like I didn't. That the ceiling was a 7.
What was the floor?
Oh, 0?
0, okay. Well, that seems... I don't know. That doesn't tell me you didn't like it.
I mean, 0 is probably...
Tells me you thought it was okay.
I've never given anything a 0.
Yeah. I feel like I gave something a 0.
You might have.
Maybe a 1. I might have only gone to 1.
No, I was entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I liked it, but I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
What could have gone better?
Huh?
What would have made it better? What would have given it that... extra half point jump to a 7.
I don't know if like anyone it seemed like they were giving a shit what the acting was. Like it was like I don't know, it's just like it's another superhero movie, but it's just like not even a superhero movie, it's like a knockoff superhero movie.
Well, there's no hero, there's just a bunch of super villains.
It was a hero.
With Venom?
Yeah.
He's a villain.
He was so nice.
Maybe he's a bad guy.
He was so nice. No, he was not. He wasn't that bad.
Where was...
He only killed people, like... that were, like, bad people.
He only killed bad guys.
Yeah. Such a nice person. He's just like, I'm a loser just like you, Eddie.
But then he was a loser. He wasn't that.
That doesn't make him a good guy.
Yeah, but he was, like, he was a loser.
That doesn't make him a hero.
No.
In my opinion.
I guess it's not a superhero, but he's not a villain either. He saved the world.
But he came to the Earth with the intention of feasting on human heads.
Sure, yeah.
So he had bad intentions.
Okay. He changed his mind.
Yeah.
But then even at the end of the movie, all he wanted to do was eat people.
He had a good heart, good subconscious.
Just because he wasn't eating people for a while?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Of course. If you're not killing people anymore, then yeah. Turns out you're a nice guy.
Okay.
He wanted...
So he's nice now.
Yeah, he was nice the whole time. He wanted Eddie and the Michelle Williams character.
Mm-hmm.
Anne
Weighing.
Yeah. Anne Wayne.
Weighing.
Weighing?
W-E-Y-I-N-G.
Why such a weird name?
I don't know. Probably, yeah. Why would you give Tom Hardy that name to say?
Did he ever say it?
I doubt it. Do you think he could say it?
No.
He really had to?
Nah. They'd have to say it with the Venom mask over his face.
Yeah, exactly. With the Venom mask or the, from Batman?
Or from, or the pilot mask from Dunkirk.
He does always have something over his face.
I know. He's the best at, acting without talking, I guess. Or
Is he, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind that's better?
I know, I'm just asking. I was just double checking.
You didn't like his acting in this?
I mean, not really.
He was the best part of it.
Some of it was funny, like in the
restaurant. Wasn't terrible. There were scenes.
The restaurant scene?
Yeah, certain scenes saved it.
Certain scenes saved it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was great.
The restaurant scene was great.
With the boyfriend in Veep. I know you said that you like Veep, but you've never seen it.
But I like it a lot. Yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
But that guy,
never seen it.
The doctor, he's in Veep.
And he plays who? He plays the Veep's boyfriend.
What?
Michelle Williams' new boyfriend.
Yeah, who does he play in Veep?
Just like a.
A boyfriend?
A guy who works at the White House.
Oh, he just played... Oh, he's no one's boyfriend.
No, it's just like... Do you know
he's what, just Michelle
do you know
Williams
what Veep
boyfriend.
Is? Do I have to explain Veep
yeah,
to you right now?
It's my favorite show. You don't have to explain it to me.
Oh. I just, it's not like, just it's not like a romantic show.
I've just never seen it, okay?
It has nothing to do with about romance.
Yeah. It's about the White House.
Yeah. Like people work... It's like...
In America. Yeah, yeah, the American White House.
Yeah, okay.
Where people work about government.
It seemed like for some reason you didn't know what Veep was even about.
Yeah, Veep. VP. Like Vice President.
It's a TV show, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Buster Bluth is in it.
Let's talk about your number, because I have a strong feeling it's going to be under, like, a 4, maybe, and that would be just super disrespectful. So what do you got?
No, I'll surprise you. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
Out of a possible 10 total points.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I guess the biggest issue here is...
You don't like San Francisco?
I don't like San Francisco.
Well, what about those... You don't like any of those chasing scenes?
Yeah, no, those are awesome.
That's not even what I was going to say, but... But you're right.
I was just trying to guess.
I don't like San Francisco, so that's a great guess.
Yeah, the chase scenes... We were just in San Francisco, and the chase scenes going up that up those hills.
Yeah,
they're just flying.
They do this thing in the movie, and they didn't shoot it right, because when they jumped a motorcycle off of one of the hills, which was sick. It was cool to watch. It was like we were talking about those Gymkhana videos, where Ken Block drove the car around very
Eddie
quickly.
Brock.
Anyways, he's jumping a car off the hills in San Francisco. But when they do those jumps, like in movies, they're always on the motorcycle. The guy's riding a street bike, so he's riding like a Triumph or something. And then when they show the jump, it's someone on a dirt bike, like a stunt guy on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
And they didn't cut it, so they showed the bike in the air, and it was clearly a dirt bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then it lands, and it's this other bike again. And I don't like that kind of continuity error. But... I did like the chase scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't move that quickly in San Francisco because there's so much traffic and so many homeless people spilling into the streets.
Yeah.
but how cool would it be if you could, you know, launch off the top of a hill in San Francisco?
Sure.
Is San Francisco the best city for car chase scenes?
I think that, I mean, have you ever played like a video game where you can drive through San Francisco? There was a Need for Speed 2. You could drive around San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I would just launch the cars off those hills, sort of like they do in this movie.
Sounds fun.
And it's pretty sweet.
What was the chase scene in the Black Panther? Where was that? That was in like New York, right?
It's like in I thought it was in like Malaysia or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Somewhere in Asia.
Well, San Francisco's the best that I can think of off the top of my head.
I mean, it's interesting terrain.
I mean, you can go.
Lots of tight corners and that squiggly like, street. And
maybe somewhere in Walmart. Europe, too, would be sweet.
In New York?
No, in Europe.
Oh, Europe. Oh,
Italian exactly, road. Like an Italian road.
There was a movie recently we watched with that. Like, maybe it was...
The Italian Job?
Oh, you're right. The Italian Job. That's what he's thinking of, for sure.
That's it.
With the Mini Coopers loaded down with gold.
Yeah. There's some other cities probably up for debate.
Where has James Bond done chase scenes?
All over the world, would think.
Yeah. No, definitely. But yeah... Europe definitely has some good roads because you can have some nice, I mean, but you're talking city specifically. Yeah. There's some gorgeous like alpine roads up there that have nice twisty turnies. And
I'm talking about major cities.
I'm talking about somewhere in like Norway where it's snowing and icy.
You know, I love that. Love to go there. Let's give it to San Francisco. I think best city for a car chase scene.
Yeah,
I'll give it to him.
I'll give it to him.
Yeah, they gotta get something. They gotta get something out of this deal.
When this movie first started, there's a scene where Eddie Brock is sitting down with his the guy who employs him at, I would think, like a newspaper or something like that.
Yeah, he's some sort of a journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is strange because it's difficult for him to emote.
Yeah.
And speak.
He's an, you don't need to speak to be a journalist. That's true, right?
Oh, but he's like on camera though. It's like Brock talk.
Yeah.
Or something.
He has his own little segment. So he's talking to this guy, his boss.
Mm.
And it's one of the very first scenes of the movie, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh boy, this is not going to be good. But it's mostly just because we just watched The Star Is Born, and like every scene between two people are just like so much emotion between these two people.
Oh, yeah.
And then this first part where there's just like it seems like these two people are just like half-assing their entire acting.
Well, let me tell you, I think that one of the first lines of that scene was, I love this view, I'll never get tired of this view.
Oh yeah.
Just, he's like, the cheesiest line.
I don't like heights or something.
It was the hackiest line you could possibly put it right there.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, oh, let's just talk about the view from this window.
I'm
the boss view. And I got the view office.
Great view. Yeah.
It was a good view.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're tall enough that you can't see the vagrancy beneath you. That's the key to an office in San Francisco.
Yeah,
you want something high enough in the building that you can't smell or see the vagrancy going on the streets below.
Yeah, you're very right.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
In the city by the bay.
I would say this, probably not enough Jenny Slate.
Who's Jenny Slate?
She was the scientist that tried to warn
Eddie. Oh, Jenny Slate. Yes, the comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it was.
What are you doing?
I'm just putting my my shirt off.
Changing
my clothes. Let a guy take his shirt off.
Sorry, podcast listeners.
It's
for all
hot.
The sounds Michael just made.
It's
the
best
3 minutes. Michael
hot.
Just did a wardrobe change.
Yeah.
Came in here wearing one outfit. You need to wait for the Oscar episode to do multiple wardrobe changes.
Do we not have the budget for it?
Not just for some random episode.
Oh, shit.
Not for Venom.
All right, I'll pay for that one out of my salary.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Do we need more Jenny Slate in general?
What do you mean, in movies?
Yeah.
No, I think we're getting the perfect amount of Jenny Slate.
Yeah, you don't want too much Jenny Slate.
She's more of a voice actress, it seems like, too.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Big Mouth on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a pretty... have you guys seen that?
No.
No, but I know it's Nick Kroll show.
Yeah, she has like multiple characters.
Nice.
She's a big voice in it.
Haven't seen it, but it's one of my favorite shows. I hear great things.
Yeah. Mine too. One of my favorite animated shows that I've never seen.
Yeah, multiple people have like multiple characters on the show. So like Nick Kroll has multiple characters that he voices. Jane Slate has multiple characters that she voices. Great voice actress.
Yeah, she's very distinct voice, right? And she was on the Kroll show. Yeah. So she and Nick Kroll have teamed up a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wasn't she on a season of SNL?
Yeah.
She's really? Oh, really? Yeah. Didn't realize she was on a season of SNL.
Yeah.
Didn't make the cut, though.
Well, it happens.
Made it enough to...
Yeah, she made it.
Norm MacDonald got fired from Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know this.
I heard.
Have you heard about this?
That was a few years ago.
Breaking news!
Does Norm keep, like, hinting at a remake of Dirty Work? It seems
like a Dirty Work 2. Yeah. He does. He talks about it a lot.
That'd be awesome.
Is it going to happen? Probably, maybe.
But if it does, I hope so. You'll hear about it here on Monday Movie Munchie Madness.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're always breaking the latest.
I was just going to say, we'll review it if it exists.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Wouldn't miss it. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Yeah, I think Norm MacDonald is a self-proclaimed terrible actor, which is why he doesn't do a lot of movies. I don't think he thinks he's a good actor.
Yeah, I think he's mentioned that.
Yeah. But that's obviously. Blessed with...
We just like to see any Norm we can get.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take it all. Definitely.
Who could... If you had to replace anyone in Venom with Norm MacDonald, who would it have been?
Eddie Brock? Is a question I like. No, I would have replaced the guy who was like the Elon Musk guy.
Riz? I was about to ask you guys about Riz.
Yeah, I would have replaced Riz, which is a good segue into talking about Riz.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was trying to segue back into Venom, and I think I nailed it.
Carlton Drake. When Eddie Brock's boss, whatever that guy's name was. Anyways, doesn't matter. When Eddie Brock's boss started describing Drake.
Yeah.
He was basically describing Elon Musk. Projected into the future.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy, founded some kind of company, then he founded a rocket company.
Yeah,
he
smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. Smoked weed on
Joe Rogan's podcast, didn't inhale.
Yeah.
Relax. And then...
Bill Clinton did.
Yeah, and then pretty soon he's just killing people for fun.
It wasn't for research. It was more for sport.
Right, for sport.
And the sport was trying to create this symbiotic
relationship between symbiotes.
Yeah, which is like humans. An alien.
Yeah. Let's talk about symbiotes, because I feel like I should have known about symbiotes before this movie, and I didn't. It just seems like it's more of a comic book thing than I realize.
So what's the difference between a symbiote and just an alien in general? Just like
aliens can survive on their own?
Symbiote is
an alien.
The host needs a host.
It's like an alien that needs a host, I think. Yeah.
So are like the aliens an alien? Are those a symbiote?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. They reproduce by laying eggs in people or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Something like that.
So they don't...
More or less.
They're kind of like symbiotes then.
Like they need a host to like...
But they live externally once they're like grown up.
Yeah.
But as babies, maybe they're symbiotes.
Yeah. Sure.
I would say, yeah. What
have you learned about symbiotes?
Alien family tree.
What have you learned about symbiotes since seeing the movie that you didn't know before?
Just that there are so many characters in this DC universe that are symbiotes.
Like who else?
Like Riot.
DC Universe.
Is this the DC Universe?
No.
Is this Marvel Universe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it was DC this entire time?
No.
Honestly?
No, I knew it was Marvel. Oh, okay. I got confused because we had the Aquaman trailer.
So, here's something I want to get into about...
All the comic book nerds just turned off the podcast, by the way, because I said DC instead of...
Yeah. No, I just wanted to know.
Probably, but I just want to talk about this because I think we talked about it when we saw Spider-Man Homecoming, is that this movie is not... like Disney, it's not like a Disney Marvel movie. It's Sony.
It's a Sony Marvel movie because doesn't it work that Sony and still we has, talked about this? They yes. still own the Spider-Man characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Disney also owns Spider-Man, or doesn't?
I not? Think when
I don't know.
Spider-Man's in the Disney movies, I think it's a collaboration with Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they don't own it. Like they don't have the rights to it. They have. I think Disney has to get rights from Sony to use Spider-Man in those.
So this movies. Venom is like in a Spider-Man universe, but it's not really in that Marvel universe. But it is Marvel, right?
So yeah, exactly. You're right. So Venom, there probably would have been other Marvel characters in this movie, maybe, if they could have. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah.
Right? Because oh, sure. Why wouldn't they? You know? Yeah. Oh, there's always other characters from the regular Marvel movies. The Disney Marvel movies in the...
It says this is the first film in the Sony's Marvel universe.
So that's a separate...
this is separate... So we have Disney Wait, Marvel hold on, hold on. Sony Marvel?
To continue, adjunct to the Marvel cinematic universe.
So we now have two...
So you guys parallel. Know what adjunct means, obviously.
So we have two parallel Marvel universes going on. One is Sony, one is Disney.
And this is the first one that's actually, like... Does that mean Venom's going to eventually become, like, a part of...
I don't think so.
The regular Marvel universe?
I mean, it could.
If it's adjunct?
That would mean...
Adjunct is a thing added to something else as a supplementary rather than an essential part.
You learned something today, Munchers. Congratulations. Put it in your diary.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's like I don't know. It's just like kind of Marvel, but like who cares about
it? I think it's all Marvel. It's just that when the movie rights were sold, Marvel didn't all get sold at once. So it sounds like Sony bought up rights to Spider-Man and Disney bought rights to everything else.
Yeah.
So will these two universes ever crash into each other? Maybe, but that means Sony has to get along with Disney in order for that to happen.
But that already does happen with Spider-Man.
It does happen with Spider-Man, right. So yeah, so there's a good possibility that we'll see more Venom. I still don't think Venom's a good guy. I still think he's a villain. Well, so I don't think he's going to be
very clearly going to get more Venom based on...
More Venom movies for sure, based on the end of this movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to see Venom and like Captain America fighting it out side by side against
Thanos.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just imagined it. It seems funny though.
The way
Venom just bites off Thanos' head.
Good imagination.
But like the way they ended it, he's like, "Oh, I just want to have fun with you. Like, yeah, let's just have fun in San Francisco." Can't you see him being like finding out about Spider-Man and be like, "Oh, that'd be fun if I was like,
oh, fuck that guy,
fuck Eddie Brock. I want to join Spider-Man." And he like joins up, links up with Spider-Man.
Oh, I see. So he's gonna this symbiote
that goes back to Spider-Man 3.
Brock, not a superhero.
Yeah.
So then you could have Venom could be.
That's not what they were setting up at the end of the movie. They're setting up Venom versus Carnage.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, where's Spider-Man in all this? I thought this was a Spider-Man movie.
I think it seems like they're gonna try and break away from Spider-Man
and have a Venom movie line. That's
why they're just
yeah. That's why he said. Yeah, and that's why he said that's the first of this Marvel Sony universe or whatever, right? Did you say that?
You did say that.
Wasn't that?
But it said that was the first that it's adjunct to the.
But after
which
all
leads me to
the
believe
Spider-Man
that
the
seconds and thirds that are also adjunct to.
Correct.
Yeah.
And possibly other Sony Marvel side pieces, side projects.
I wonder what other character. Yeah. Do we know what other characters are coming down the pipeline for Sony Marvel?
Carnage.
Carnage is coming.
So they're all symbiotes? Are all these characters symbiotes?
I have no idea.
I think technically the stones are kind of symbiotes.
No, but I'm asking
what stones
if, in the Marvel universe.
But the I'm asking about the, what Sony owns the rights to. Do they just own the rights to Spider-Man and that anything been, that's a symbiote?
I would have loved to have looked that up before this.
I would love to know.
Well, you could probably figure it out.
Maybe. I feel like that might not be easy information to find, but.
What did you predict? 4.5?
Something like that.
And then you gave it a 5?
Yeah.
So it's better than you thought.
Slightly better than you
it was getting, predicted. It was getting bad reviews.
I mean, I gave pretty low. I was just like, oh, this is all right. I didn't hate it that much. Yeah. But I didn't love it
either. I didn't hate it at all. I didn't love it at all.
Let's just say I saw a better movie the same day. I won't go into it.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I mean, as entertainment goes, it was on par with, you know, it was similar to like an Iron Man. It wasn't quite as good, but it's similar, you know,
kind of story arc
and stuff. It's just like, oh, there's a thing that's got superpowers and here's its little backstory, and then
with all of these movies,
here's a fight and here's the happy ending.
I just wanted more. I want to see more cool things that Venom can do with, like, its powers, you know? Like, focus less on plot for these first, like, the first installment, I guess, if you're, like, trying to make multiple
Venom movies. Like, less on the Eddie Brock backstory a little bit?
Yeah, but then just more, like, cool shit that Venom can do.
Well, yeah, because Eddie Brock's not the cool part of this movie.
No.
Eddie Brock's kind of a loser.
Yeah, they mention that quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. And a mumbler, too.
Yeah, that's right, of course. He mumbles a bit.
I thought Riot was way cooler than Venom.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have seen more Riot.
That's what I wanted to get into. Like,
Riot's got all those weapons.
Exactly. When he was in that market in Asia. Pull out like this huge double-edged sword that chops up like an entire bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like...
When he's at the market in Malaysia and he just like... flexes and he like shoots all like 20 people behind him with needles or whatever.
See, that's what I want more of. I want more like Venom just like trying out, like, I think there's one part where he just like made a big old fist
and
like punched something, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, more stuff like that.
Let me ask you this. I'm just trying to understand symbiotes. Was each symbiote like a collection of beings?
I thought it was...
Did they say that? Are symbiotes like colonies? Are they like... Like coral reefs? Or like...
Are the Scientologists
correct?
About symbiotes.
What I'm trying to get to is, are the Scientologists... Is Scientology based on symbiotes? I guess is what I'm asking you.
I don't know enough about either to answer that question.
So the Scientologists believe that we've got all... We're made up of a bunch of little aliens. Like, we've all got a bunch of little aliens inside of us. And we're like a collection of aliens. All of my Scientology
knowledge just comes from that one South Park episode.
Okay. So they don't quite explain this in that South Park episode. But we have an answer.
I have no idea.
Okay. So I'm going to go on a limb here and say symbiotes are Scientology.
Let's make it very clear that I also don't care.
Okay. That's good.
Fuck Scientology.
Moving on, we got a cool stat.
So I looked into the Sony Spider-Man universe, and they're actually making, like, this is the start of it.
So this is Venom, a Spider-Man-based universe, not a Venom-based universe.
Yeah, well, I said that.
Okay, but not just Spider-Man. They're going to make a movie called Morbius the Living Vampire.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Also a movie called Black Cat.
That's, I think you mean Black Panther?
Are these Halloween movies?
It's like a cat lover. Silver Sable.
What the hell?
You literally just have to do whatever you can to make up a universe for yourself and just make all the money.
Yeah, the universe monies.
What happened to the other...
People like a universe.
Remember that, the Mummy universe?
Oh, of course that failed. Are you kidding me?
Are there no more of those coming?
Are they... Like, have to be crazy to make
I honestly don't care. Because that one was terrible. But
I would assume that that movie was so bad that they were like, there's no way this is going to work.
No, I think there's one up. They got one coming.
Do you think they got one coming?
Yeah, we looked into it, didn't we?
There was like three in production, I feel like, at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It was like Creature from the Black Lagoon and
shit. You have to realize, The Mummy was like, what, the first movie, second movie we reviewed on this podcast?
Yeah, that was
That was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Not quite a year and a half. It was a year plus.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah. And we haven't seen another one yet.
No.
So
and they pump out Marvel. We've seen so many Marvel movies.
So many Marvel movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they'd...
There's one other one that looks cool that's called Night Watch, and it's going to be directed by Spike Lee.
What? So
wow.
Are all those characters?
Yeah, all, those all from, like, the Spider-Man universe, apparently. There's Silk and Jackpot. They're both female superheroes.
Silk and Jackpot?
Two different ones. Kraven, a guy who apparently...
Kraven.
Buried Spider-Man alive.
Oh, that's spooky.
It's a like one of the worst Spider-Man.
I didn't realize that Spider-Man had this whole own universe.
Well, you don't why wouldn't comic you, books.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
All these people are from the comic books.
Why wouldn't you think
all
that?
All the names, yeah. The people, they're Spider-Man. All not just made up. They're yeah. from comic books.
Spider-Man. I thought Spider-Man was just like pals with like
Dude,
Iron Man.
No,
and stuff.
Of course, Spider-Man had this like its own comic book for yeah. forever.
That makes sense. I guess I just thought when he was in that comic book, he was playing with like. Oh, the
no.
Hulk.
Yeah. He has his own universe.
He's got his own... Wow.
Probably in the same thing. If, like, the Hulk is a series of comic books that the
I guess
Hulk
I didn't,
has his own universe.
I didn't realize how deep each of these rabbit holes went.
Okay.
So we're just seeing the main characters from each of these different comic book lines. Like when we watch a big Marvel movie.
Okay, well, have you seen, like, the Hulk with Edward Norton?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't the bad guy, what's his name? Roth? Tim Roth?
Maybe. It's been yeah. a while.
Well, anyways, he plays a villain that is probably in...
Only in a Hulk universe. Like, he's in a Hulk
yeah.
comic book somewhere. Exactly. Okay.
Well, I can't even confirm that, but that's just, like, a guess.
Yeah, I know what you're making a valid point here.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether that's true about Tim Roth, which it probably is. It's just, it blows my mind a little bit. How many comic books are there?
Spider-Man started in the
60s. Thousands.
Thousands.
Probably thousands. Probably hundreds of thousands.
Do I have to start reading comic books is my next question. Should I? I feel like maybe I should.
Look into maybe...
I mean, if you have enough time to, like, absorb another serious hobby, then go for it.
I don't even have time to wash my socks.
Then I would say, no, don't get into comic books.
Stop. They probably have books that explain all the different people and uh-huh. sum it up, so you don't have to read every.
That's what I need.
Maybe you just get some backstory on everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. Why would you even do that?
Maybe like the Cliff Notes.
Just watch movies then.
Do they make Cliff Notes for comic books?
Here's an idea. Sit down for 2 hours, watch a movie about one of them.
I do like then, movies.
You messed up and you didn't watch the cartoons like when you were like in elementary school.
No.
Like
we didn't have cable.
Spider-Man. We didn't need cable.
I didn't grow up with cable.
I didn't either. You got Spider-Man, dude. You got Batman. You got X-Men. Those were
That's
all...
That's true. But I also didn't really watch television that much.
Well, that's good, because this is a movie podcast.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So the director of this, Ruben Fleischer, he's directed some stuff that I've seen. 5 episodes of the TV show Superstar, but we won't get into this, because like I said... It's a movie podcast.
That's a good point.
You just said that.
You just said that a second ago.
Yeah, 1 second ago. But I've seen these movies. Gangster Squad, 30 Minutes or Less. Have not seen Zombieland.
What was 30 Minutes or Less? That sounds familiar. Oh, Zombieland?
You're big Zombieland.
Oh, I'm a big Zombieland guy.
Okay.
So I'm on board with you right here.
Produced Gangster Squad, too.
That means nothing to me. No, but he... I don't know. I would say this movie was better than Gangster Squad or 30 Minutes or Less.
It wasn't better than Zombieland.
I've heard good things about Zombieland.
Zombieland's a good movie. I don't like zombies. I see. I'm not like... I'm not a Walking Dead guy because this is a movie podcast.
Sure.
But...
You're Zombieland.
World War Z. Like, I'll watch World War Z.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but it was okay.
The book's good. But this also, again, is not a book podcast.
Not a book podcast.
I Am Legend, that's
I'll movie. Watch I Am Legend. Again, not a great movie, but
it's good.
This is a movie podcast.
It's like a
it's okay.
seven.
It's okay.
Both are
yeah.
entertaining.
Yeah, they're both fine. They're both fine movies. Like, I'll watch a zombie movie, zombie-based movie, but Zombieland is a good
but
zombie
like,
movie.
Like,
Bill Murray's 28
Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. Those are great zombie movies.
Sure.
Wait, was that the one Bill Murray was in?
Bill Murray was in the other movies.
That's Zombieland. Yeah. Like those Murray. Are good. No, yeah, 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one about... No, I think I'm thinking of 28 Days Later.
He's got a lot of upcoming projects.
Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
Really?
Coming 2019.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
He's got a few. He's got 9 upcoming projects.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, I don't even understand.
Untitled. Probably because he's a director, or he's a producer, maybe?
That's possible. He's Untitled Buddy Cop Project. Untitled Ruben Fleischer Sci-Fi Project.
Hmm.
Cops.
Jekyll movie, so
yeah.
Didn't you talk about Evans. Robin Hood and Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, like all those are
dude, Jekyll's gonna Robin be Hood. In like that Mummy universe.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, wasn't that
that was on
the Russell Crowe character?
I think so. That's like Dr. Jekyll.
Well, so far it's only Chris Evans and he's playing Tom Jackman. This Jekyll. How many Jekylls do we need?
We need 0 Jekylls.
Yeah, we need less Jekylls.
We need fewer anything. Jekylls.
Like, come up with a new Jekyll at this point.
Yeah. Seriously.
More movies about Jekylls.
I don't even know.
I haven't seen one, really.
I don't even I saw know what Omen. Jekyll... Like,
they mentioned Jekylls a couple times in The Omen.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. There are Jekylls in that movie. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't like Jekylls.
No, but I would say I don't like them, but I would say more Jekylls, less Jekylls.
It's like zombies. I don't like them. 100%. Make a good movie. Yeah.
I don't even know what Dr. Jekyll. He was like a doctor who made like a serum that made him a crazy man.
Yeah,
he made him Mr. Hyde.
What did Mr. Hyde do?
He was mentally insane.
I thought he was.
What did he do? Or was he? Which one's which? Which
one
is the bad guy?
Don't ask
me. And what did the bad guy do? Yeah, does anybody know? What is that story from like the 1700s?
Well, I think it's like a book probably, right?
Yeah, probably. I guess it is time for a movie because I don't know the story. So As Venom showed us, make a movie about it and I'll learn about symbiotes or I'll learn about jackals or I'll learn about Jekylls or shackles.
Yeah. I learned about shekels in A Serious Man.
Yeah.
It's a movie, you can say that.
Yep. Fair game, fair play. Have you guys already talked about Michelle Williams? Have you ever talked about Woody Harrelson?
I was going to ask you what your favorite Michelle Williams movie was.
That's a good question. Do I have time to sit in silence and look at her list of things she's done?
Not exactly. But I'll give you some highlights.
Perfect.
Blue Valentine.
Blue Valentine's Manchester, probably my favorite.
By Sea, Shutter Island. Some of my favorites, I would say, there. She's a good actress, for sure.
Yeah, I do. I have do not like seen Blue Valentine Mountain, a lot.
But I'm sure she's good in it.
Here's the thing about Blue Valentine, is it's a gorgeous movie.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Ryan Gosling fan.
Yeah.
And
she was in Lassie.
She was in Lassie?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you when I say
it's been a while since I've seen Lassie. I think the last time I saw Lassie I rented it at Bell Video, which was a VHS store. Sort of a one off when you could back in the 90s when you could have a it was in yeah, in Los Gatos. Back in the 90s you could actually have a mom and pop VHS store.
I remember
next
that.
To a pizza shop. You remember that place?
Well, no, not the one Los Gatos, but I remember mom and pop video stores next to pizza places.
Yeah, exactly. It's next to a round table. It's great.
Of course it was.
So you get a pizza, you get a movie, you go home, you have a great family evening.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Lassie.
You watch Lassie.
Yeah.
And then you go on IMDb and give it a 6 out of 10, apparently.
She was on Home Improvement, Step by Step, and Baywatch.
Oh, that's range.
Yeah, that's very 90s of her.
Yeah, super 90s.
Good start.
Yeah. That's like, she was in everything.
Anything that mattered in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. Everything anybody was watching back then. So, final answer, Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
Favorite Michelle Williams movie.
I don't want to interrupt you here,
Next question.
I agree with you.
Perfect.
From Montana.
From Montana.
Fascinating.
It is. All right.
What else you got about Venom? Anything?
Nothing.
Not a single thing?
Not a single thing. Here's the thing about Venom is, I'll probably never watch it again, but I'll watch the next one that comes out.
I'll probably watch it one more time when it comes out on like HBO.
Okay.
And then I'll watch Venom 2.
Yeah. I hope it's Venom 2 is called whatever. Carnage. Is the bad guy at the end? Carnage.
I think they'll call it Venomness.
More venomous.
Yeah.
They could call it Anti-Venom. Oh. And it could be a Spider-Man movie.
I got a quick stat.
Let's hear it. It
costed about $100 million to make, but it's already made like
$300
million. $400
Venom has?
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw
that's a tweet lot today. Of money.
I saw a tweet today that said it's approaching $400 million.
In terms of all comic book
incredible.
Villains,
yeah,
he's ranked like top. Like
people 10. Love this character.
Yeah.
Okay.
People love.
Tom
people
Hardy love said this character. His son loves this character, so he wanted to make something his son could watch.
Interesting. So it's kind of like.
So he made something biting people's heads off.
Biting them heads off for a son.
Eat tater tots.
Yeah.
This is like Ryan Reynolds wanting to play Deadpool because he liked the character so much. Only Tom Hardy did it for his son.
Oh. Yeah.
I wanted to make a comment. Tom Hardy has many tattoos, and they were on display in this movie.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Did I notice?
Which was interesting. Just a fun fact.
Why was from it interesting? Guy
yeah, what's interesting about it?
I mean, usually they, you know.
You don't see a lot of tattoos?
I mean, you don't they. See. They? Actors in general, if they have tattoos, generally get them covered up for roles.
Oh.
So.
Well, he's Eddie Brock, and he's.
He's in the city.
Yeah, he rides a motorcycle in San Francisco. I was in San Francisco today. And many people also have tattoos.
Wow.
So it was fitting.
You spent a lot of time in San Francisco this weekend.
The person who hates it, you practically live there.
You're right. It's terrible, but I did have a good breakfast burrito.
You're really doing the research for Venom this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I was driving up and down the hills. I was seeing if I could go fast enough to get a little air.
Yeah.
When I was
you
in the
probably
city
do it in your car.
Yeah, I think I could.
I was going to say, when I was in the city with you, I had a blast. So...
Yeah, that's true. We did have a really good time in the city this weekend.
You must secretly love.
And when we say the city, we mean the city of San Francisco.
Yes.
Locally referred to as the city or
San Fran.
San Fran.
Because everything here is just farm. So when you go to the city, it's like, wow.
It's the only city.
This is the city. Bright lights, beautiful sky.
Never sleeps.
Beautiful bridge.
Beautiful fog.
Multiple bridges.
Smells like urine.
Urinal?
Smells like a urinal. Anything else about this? Anything else you want to talk about?
About San Francisco?
About Venom. San Francisco. Or do you want to talk about perhaps next
Tom
week?
Hardy, the greatest muffled voice actor of our time.
Yeah. Do you think it has anything to do with that snaggletooth he's got? It was very noticeable during this movie. He has one tooth that sort of...
I don't know.
It hangs a lot lower than the other ones. It's like bigger or something?
I did not even notice.
Just English. English.
Is he English?
He's not American.
Yeah, he's definitely not American.
All right. Well, that explains the dental care.
Did you think he was American this whole time?
I didn't think anything, to be honest with you.
Makes him a better actor if you thought that.
Yeah.
He was an American?
Yeah. No, like if you did that.
Full credit to him. He plays an American.
I didn't know Christian Bale was like Welsh for a while.
I like this.
Oh yeah, new, Christian Bale,
like American psycho. You would think actor. He's like from America.
I like this new bit we're because doing. Where you ask Brown, did you think this the whole time?
Yeah,
I have to get a new sound for that.
Yeah, we should call it.
Wait, you were thinking Ingram? That?
Yeah.
Wait, you had this the whole time?
Whoa,
because it's actually that.
Oh, you thought this? Because that.
Okay, that's the sound.
Yes,
that's how magic is made.
I did think he was an American because I just assume everyone's an American until I find out otherwise. Because America, ladies and gentlemen, munchers of the world, is a melting pot. So anyone can be an American no matter how mumbled they speak.
Michael, you're very right. And that brings us to next week where... The Americans were the first people on the moon. They dig the ion.
Predictions. Amen, brother.
So they made this movie and made a Canadian man play an American.
I was thinking about that during the movie. What? I had that exact thought. When he's... Sorry, continue.
During the movie?
Well, because there's a
spot next in the movie. Week.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet.
During the previews of the movie.
Oh.
The movie preview.
Sorry.
It's a long... Sorry. Did I say movie?
Yeah, he said movie and we thought...
So when I say movie, it's
God.
Short for movie...
Said,
dear God.
When I say movie, it's short for movie preview.
Of course.
You're right. Yeah. You do that.
Otherwise, I'll say...
Cinema. Do you think movies
were movie previews were actual movies?
Tiny movies this whole time?
Oh shit.
No, but next week, First Man, in reference to the first man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Chazelle never missed. Ryan Gosling pretty much never missed.
I can't think of a time he's missed. Even in bad things, he's good.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm predicting a 9 out of 10.
Holy smokes, folks! A 9 out of 10?
Yeah,
that's high.
That projects for again a top 3 movie of the year, possibly.
You're talking top 3 movie of the year. You're talking iconic movie that you'll return to time after time.
Well,
potentially.
He made. I'll get into it real quick. He made Whiplash and he made La La Land. Two of the top 10 movies the last 5 years. Probably two of the top 5 movies the last 5 years, I would say. For me?
Yeah, no, for you, for sure. For me, definitely.
So he goes back to the well.
10 or 15.
With Ryan Gosling. Goes back to the well with Justin Hurwitz.
Seems like a smart move.
How can he miss?
Pretty stacked cast as well.
Yeah.
Beyond
Kyle Chandler.
Ryan Reynolds.
Jason Clarke. Corey Stoll.
Claire Foy.
Claire Foy. Of course.
Clairvoyant.
She's clairvoyant. And she can probably see, since she's clairvoyant, that I'm going to predict a 7.5.
Oh.
Out of 10 possible points. Now, bear in mind, I hope it's better. What I'm basically saying with this is 7.5 is my floor.
Ah.
So bear that in mind. I don't see this being worse than a 7.5. I just think it'll be better. How much better? Well, you'll have to tune in next week to find out.
Great. Well, munchers, thank you for munching. I'm Nick Owen.
I'm Michael Brown.
We'll see you later.